Hello, beautiful people. This is PrimroseCameron.com, and we are all the way live with Cameron Chronicles. All the way live in Stamford, Connecticut, that is, place of my birth, as we just celebrate and give thanks to this beautiful Thanksgiving Day as I connect with my mom and dad, who've been together well over 40 years, and we just love on my grandmother, who is 91 years old, and my uncle is present, and so it's just a beautiful time to embrace family. And today's session is actually on the family unit, and so I have the one and only Patrick Cameron in the building. So, Dad, you know, I often talk about you and just our experience in everyday living. I share with folks that we're just middle class, just doing what we needed to do most. But you definitely have left an impression, not only on me, but on those that you come in contact with as it pertains to the family unit. So how would you describe the importance of the family unit?
The important thing is, as you know, it does take a woman and a man to raise a child, or a father and a mother to raise a child. However, if the unit is one, then you have to live together to make it happen. Okay, it's very important. And the most important thing is, make sure you have a job and make sure you are able to support the family. Also, make sure you have some form of, degree, some form of, education, some form of positive vibration, as Bob Marley would say. So you have to focus, and it's your choice to make, to have a family.
Very important. And you know, so oftentimes what happens is not our story, right? So our story, I share with folks, we lived in an intact family, an intact home. Although you and mom were young parents, you were young parents that kind of worked through stuff together to get us to current time. And then, of course, led into the over 43, 44, 45 years together. But, you know, what words of encouragement would you give to young men who may not have the opportunity to be in the same situation? Maybe they're not, married to the mother of their children, but that child-parent bond is so important. What would you say?
It's up to each individual to make the right decision. Be positive, and the Lord will guide you, and He will take you to the rest of the way if you focus and you take responsibility for your action.
And what would you say to the parents out there? I know growing up, one of the things that you shared with me time and time again is honor thy father and thy mother so your days will be long. Why was that important to you?
Because the Bible says so.
Just short, sweet, to the point. You know, the other thing that I was able to learn from you, Dad, and this is like a big deal for me. Folks know that I enjoy going from location to location. But it's not, I didn't get that from just living, right? I got that because you instilled in us the importance of travel. Even outside of your military career, you shared what it meant to live in Jamaica and what that looked like. And, you know, when I graduated high school in Germany and, you know, even being here in Connecticut. Now, why is that so important to you in the areas of travel?
The important thing is everyone who is a prior service, some kind of veteran, of some military relative in the military, you know, the military constantly on the move. Well, when I say on the move, every 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, whatever it is, the military is on the move, and they move you from place to place. And when I say place to place, I'm saying far away to Europe, you know, a different continent that you are not aware of, you're not familiar with, but you got to get familiar with moving as the military wants you to.
Yeah. And so I just want to say that not only thank you for your service in the military, but just thank you for showcasing and sharing love to not only myself, but to my mom as well. And you know, my new book, Princess Primrose Goes to Washington, D.C., is not based on the fact that all three of us went to D.C., because I really don't even remember that until we were an adult. I know that we met there at some, until I was an adult. I know we met there at some point. But I am focusing on the importance of the family unit, and also just having patience, because nothing ever happens before time, as my grandmother always says. So tell me and tell the audience, what do you think of my new book, Princess Primrose Goes to Washington, D.C.?
Your new book is very important. The main subject matter I encounter from reading that book in like 30 minutes, it's the word patient, yeah. Right? You always have to be patient in every aspect that you do in life. There's always a time for everything, and you have to be patient and wait till you get to where you want to get to. Mm-hmm. And it's all about patience. And that's a lovely book, and it's so interesting for people to read it to their kids, or the kids to read it themselves. Okay?
Yeah, that's important. It's important. And definitely you were patient after giving or providing service for over 20 years and then doing contract work thereafter. It seems like you are now reaping the benefits of your patience. What would you say about that?
That's right. Whoever comes in politics, although we don't discuss politics, we don't discuss, pay, but whoever come into politics, they always look out for the vet. The vet is number one priority, and I am doing very well. Free medical, free everything, and they even paying me a pension once a month for life, okay? And I am a very young person. Doesn't even actually reach the retirement age yet.
Yeah, but definitely through your time, you did a lot to earn that through your time with military service. And so we just want to thank you for that, Dad. And thank you for joining me tonight on Cameron Chronicles Live. So here you go, guys. I get it, honestly. I am so blessed to come from just regular folks who are doing regular things and just really appreciating and engaging in the family unit. Now, I will say I didn't necessarily get to model the same thing when raising my own child, but I was able to take what was instilled in me as a child to do my very best. And so with that, guys, as always, I am PrimroseCameron.com, and you heard it here first with my one and only dad.
One love, Bob Marley style.
Patrick Cameron, talk to you later.